Now, welcome to the call, the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Thanks very much. Before we open up for some questions and talk a little bit about Lehigh, just talk about how your preseason camp has gone and how you're feeling about your team heading into the year.
Well, we thought it went pretty well. You know, obviously it felt a lot more normal than what it felt like in the springtime when we tried to put a spring preseason together. And, you know, we have a pretty mature team returning, so we have a lot of good leadership. And, you know, it seemed to go really well. We're excited to be back. We're excited to be back in the fall. And, you know, our guys are excited to get out there and start a fall season for sure.
First question this morning from Mark Narducci. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Mark, just wanted to ask you, what kind of shape is your team in going into the opener as far as, you know, coming through camp and everything like that?
Well, obviously, we'll find out on Saturday, Mark, but we think we're in pretty good shape. You know, we did a lot more in the spring with the number of practices and games that we had. You know, our team is here over the summer training with Mike Tucker and his strength staff. So, you know, Mike does a phenomenal job with our team in the summer months when they're here for that 8-week cycle of training. And, you know, we had a lot of hot days out there. We practice in the morning, so we weren't out there in the 2 to 5, you know, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. big heat of the day, but we think our guys are in pretty good shape from what we can see as far as their performance on the practice field. You know, obviously we'll see how it is when we get into the game. It's always a ramped up another level when you get into game day. So we'll see how it goes if we have any longer drives and so on and so forth. We kind of, you know, monitor their reps in practice and, you know, monitor how they're moving around and all that stuff in practice. And due to the spring, we probably had shorter practices this preseason than maybe previous preseasons, but we think we're in pretty good shape, but time will tell.
Because you have so many fifths, some sixth, fourth year seniors, did you approach this any differently this fall on how you did things?
I think we did mainly because, as I just mentioned, the amount of work we got done in the spring, more so than maybe the age of our team. And the, you know, fifth, like you said, fifth and sixth year players. But yes, we did monitor reps on guys and guys that have been in the program a lot longer and have a lot more snaps under their belt in game situations, probably got a little less in the preseason and, you know, get some younger guys some opportunities to get in there and build some added depth as well. So yes, we did take a little different approach. As I mentioned, some of our practices were shorter than previous preseasons, but we feel we were still able to get a lot of work done.
Okay, thank you.
Next question from Terry. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Great, Terry. How you doing, buddy?
Good. You know, you talked about it, the leadership and experience. You have a plethora of running backs, you know, basically a four deep running back group. How do you manage that?
Well, we're excited to have the depth that we have at running back because a lot of years we don't have that type of depth. The reason we have so much depth is probably through injury in 2019, you know, when Covington went down, Jalen Jackson was his backup. And then the next two guys, D Will and TD were both freshmen. And then Jalen missed a few games. So those two freshmen in 2019 got a lot of experience. And now, you know, we're whatever, however many months away from that season. And, you know, they all got work in the spring as well. So, and we're going to throw the ball too, as you know, Terry. So the bottom line is this. There's not enough balls on the field and not enough carries in a game to keep them all happy, but they're all great team guys. And I know they pull for each other, root for each other. And, you know, they're just excited to get back on the field as well. So, you know, I don't know if you'll see many of our guys get 20 touches a game because we do have a good depth there to rotate guys through. But, you know, it's going to be hard to keep them all happy. That's for sure. Because, you know, when you go run to pass and if you split it in half, 50-50, 60-40, you know, whatever that leaves out, if there's 40, 45 carries a game, you know, that only equates out to about 10 each. So we'll see how it goes as we get into the season.
And have you ever had a team with this much experience returning?
No, we've never had 6-year players before. And right now we have 11 of them. So no, we've never had guys with this much maturity. We never had guys this old. You know, some of these guys just turned 24 years old. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out, and hopefully it'll be something that'll help us in the long run.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark, your next question from David Melander. Go ahead, Dave.
Coach, how long did the transition go from the spring football season into the fall?
it was the same as if we had a regular spring. We only got the four games in. We obviously didn't make any postseason play. So really, if you look at it as far as the time that we had in between the end of our spring season and where we started in preseason practice, we probably had an extra week of rest, to be honest with you, because our season ended, I believe it was Saturday the 17th of April. And the schedule that we had pre-planned prior to COVID, our spring practice would have ended the following Friday, which would have been the 24th, 23rd or 24th of April. So we actually finished our football related activity a week earlier than we would have. The bigger difference is we were able to get 40 plus practices and four real games in versus 15 practices and two inter-squad scrimmages. So the amount of work we got in the spring was intensified, obviously, but we had the same amount, if not a few days extra, as far as rest time transitioning from end of spring into, you know, summer access.
Any injuries we should be aware of?
No, not right now. Right now, we're pretty healthy. Thank God we have guys in, you know, red or yellow vests because it's an ankle here or a hamstring there and those type of things. But right now, we should be pretty healthy running into the first game. And, you know, let's just make sure Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday's practice keeps us that way.
And what about Lehigh that stands out that makes this matchup interesting?
Hard to say. We haven't gotten a depth chart yet, so I'm not sure how many sixth and or fifth year players they have returning. We're pretty much looking at, they had a three game schedule in the spring. And what we're hearing is that even some of the guys we see on the spring tape are no longer there. Get a true gauge as to what they have. But, you know, on film when we played them in 19 and then what we saw in the spring, they were doing a lot of similar things that we, you know, had played for in 19. So it's hard to say. They have a transfer running back that we do know, Gage Garcia. He's a Southern Columbia guy, and he went to Michigan on a wrestling scholarship, but he's a good running back. He was a guy that we saw throughout the recruiting process. Number 26, their other running back's a good player. The quarterback gets the ball out. They always have good tight ends. Their O-line looks like they had some pretty good experience. But again, I don't know if all the guys that we're watching in the spring are going to be back in the lineup, because I know some of them were seniors and maybe have graduated and moved on in the spring. So, like I said, we're waiting. We're hoping we get to exchange depth charts today, so we'll have a better picture and better idea as to the personnel that they'll be putting on the field. And their defense, they're going to bring pressure. You know, they're going to bring pressure. They're going to bring guys off the edge. They bring weak corner blitz a decent amount of time. So, you know, half the time they're going to add a guy to the rush as opposed to, you know, blitz playing zone type coverages. So they give you fits on defense as well. So, and we haven't played them in, you know, now 2 years. So we're going to have some adjustments to make. There's always adjustments no matter who you're playing in the first game of the season. So hopefully we're going to be able to go out there and make some early first half adjustments. And the key is, let's make fewer mistakes. Let's hang on to the ball. Let's not have turnovers. Let's create some turnovers in our favor. And let's have fewer penalties than they have. Because, you know, that first game stuff always seems to, you know, come up and bite you if you're on the wrong end of those categories.
All right. Thank you.
Next question from Eric.
Go ahead, Eric. Coach, you probably just touched on a little bit of what I was going to ask about, but specific to openers and your experience with what the goods and bads of those from your previous teams, what things do you emphasize going into week one? And then what specific to Lehigh has you concerned potentially related to those kind of things that normally happen in an opener?
Well, we always talk about, as I said, the keys to the game are always turnovers, you know, starting there. The mental errors, you know, the false starts, the mental penalties. Let's make sure we are focused enough to not have too many of those things. And then just, you know, worrying about what you're doing more so than what you're worrying about the opponent's doing. You know, let's go out and execute our schemes, offense, defense, and special teams, and then go from there. So, you know, just to try to emphasize those throughout preseason. What has us concerned, you know, again, I think the uncertainty right now going into a game like this, you know, if it was a league opponent, I think I'd have a better idea or understanding as to who the returning roster was. This one's a little bit, you know, more until we get the depth chart, like I just said, more, you know, uncertain as to who we're going to be facing. You know, we go day of games. So can we get on a bus? and make the hour commute and get off the bus and be ready to go. Noon game, you know, so I don't know the forecast. I usually don't look at it this far in advance because you know how much that changes. But, you know, noon game, we practice in the morning. We're usually off the field by noon. So can we transition to the high noon sun if it's going to be a hot day? I know we've had some really hot days up at Lehigh before. So we'll see how we can, you know, get off the bus and play and go out there and, like I said, hopefully just minimize our mistakes and create some turnovers in our benefit, and I think we'll be okay.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, last question for you, Mark, from Kyle Kending. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Coach, you were mentioning, like, the six-year guys, 24-year-olds, and that sort of thing. Is there a difference in how you coach guys who are that old and that mature versus, you know, if they're, like, say, sophomores or that sort of thing?
I don't know if there's a difference. You can have maybe – different conversations with them. You know, we talk to all our guys all the time. I just got out of a meeting with our leadership council, and, you know, just some of the suggestions and things that they feel more comfortable to talk to me about or to their position coach about, you can just see the a different level of maturity than maybe a freshman or a sophomore guy, you know, might not even come in and have a conversation with his position coach or the head coach. So, you know, no, we're real excited about the group we have. There's some guys that have been in the program for a long time, so they have a real better understanding as to what we're trying to do culturally and, you know, the messages we're trying to send to the team. So, and then physically, you know, some of the guys when they're freshmen, sophomores, even going into the juniors, 18, 19 years old, some guys have a harder time, you know, maintaining weight and things of that nature. Well, now these guys are 22, 23, 24-year-old young men, and you can just see them. They just look different, you know, if that makes sense, than they did when they were sophomores and juniors. They're able to, you know, maintain the weight and keep it on even through summer camp and so on and so forth. So just excited about the group that we have, and, you know, hopefully it'll translate on the field.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for the time this morning. Good luck Saturday at Lehigh, and look forward to talking next week.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.